Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Good morning. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I'm your host, Kyra Carlin. And if you are listening to this in real time, it is going to be a couple hours late than our normal time. And I will tell you why. And this very much, I feel like, is needed and is not talked about nearly enough. But I personally was in zero place to give energy that was not wanting to be received. And I want to explain that to you, and I want to maybe help you if you have been feeling those stages of burnout, if you have been feeling the stages of not giving enough, even though you feel like you're emptying every single ounce of your cup out. I want to tell you that you're not alone, and I want to help you get over that feeling. And I want to say it is no quick fix, and it is no one simple answer. So hopefully this is helpful for you. So I usually record my podcast right after my team call, and this week's team call, I personally dove in and I was a teacher. So many other times I just share my heart, share my passion, and that's awesome, and that gets me fired up. But sometimes when you're teaching and you're giving knowledge, you are truly emptying out your gas tank. Now, the act of doing that really does replenish and like give me fire and all of the above, but it still makes you mentally and honestly physically exhausted. And I found myself thinking I had to record a podcast. And it was that moment, like the feeling of the words I was saying, I knew that it was not going to bless me. And maybe you can feel that way in your fitness journey, or maybe in your business, or maybe something that you're starting brand new. And you find yourself, even though it's something that you love, even though it's something that you're passionate about, I want you to know it's okay for you to have those stages, have those moments of exhaustion. Because I think sometimes we set unrealistic expectations of like, because I love this, I always feel good about it. I'm always excited. I always A, B, and C. And then what happens is you hear those thoughts and then you start to like get that one track and then put it on repeat. And then you will go into a downward spiral of literally looking for reasons why you're burnout, why you're tired, why it's not enough, why it's not being successful, why you're not further along than now. And I have said this so many times, but I really believe that realization and recognition are the two biggest things to measure your growth at. When you can feel and recognize yourself having these feelings, you're not supposed to fix them. You're supposed to feel them, and you're supposed to be like, what can I do to help this? And it was the feeling of last night. I did not want to record a podcast feeling like I had to, because this is right here is something that I love and truly am passionate about, because I am on a mission to help women feel better about themselves. I want to help them be the best version of them. And I know that I cannot show up half-assing it and expecting you to get that energy. Because whether you believe it or not, and this will go with posts you are making, stories you are telling, on your stories, any and all of the above, whenever you are outputting, if you are not starting with the energy that you want to receive, people are going to receive the energy that you are giving. And I don't know if that makes sense or not, but let's just say you're tired and you're exhausted and you're annoyed and your kids are bothering you and your husband's done this, your house is a mess, all of these things. You can put so many factors that kind of just make you feel annoyed. If you are creating content in that space, even if the thing that you are giving out is going to be quote positive, the energy that you are attaching to that is going to be received by everybody who consumes it. So you have to be able to recognize and ask yourself, how are you feeling? Is this giving you fire? Is this giving you life? If you're not pumped up to do this thing, either one or two things, save it for another time, or two, do something to change your energy. And that's what I had to do like last week, right before a team call. My family was in the office with me. They were just kind of chit-chatting, talking, just like little things. And to be super honest, it wasn't productive. It wasn't bringing me joy. It was just kind of like, hi, I need to get in a different headspace. And I asked them to leave 5 minutes early so that I could pump myself up, because I knew I did not want to show up with a level of energy that I was currently at. So I made the choice to change it. And so I want to say to you, if you feel like, or you found yourself, whether it's in business, whether it's in your journey, whether it's just in social media in general, like if you're trying to grow your following, here is the thing that I want to tell you. Ask yourself, what value are you giving to your followers? Not, is this going to be liked? Not, none of the above. That's not the point of social media. The point of social media is to truly add value, believe it or not, because you go to somebody when you have something that you want. You go, like for me, I go to Brennan Burchard whenever I am like really wanting to pump myself up in my personal journey so that I can reflect that in my business. I go to him to pump me up to feel better personally. That is me choosing somebody to help me change my energy. And you get to be that for somebody else. Just like this podcast, maybe you're going to this podcast to be the thing that pumps you up. What service would I be bringing you if I brought you a run down, slowed down, exhausted version of me? Would that actually help you? So the thing that you have to think about when you are putting social media out there, when you are sharing, whether it be with your team, with anything, is this the kind of energy that you want to spread, and are you adding value? So here is the thing that I think is super important to realize and recognize. Would you want to share what you are sharing? Meaning like, is this a shareable content? Is this something that you would literally be like, oh my gosh, someone else needs this? And if you are bringing negative energy, tired energy, rundown energy to this platform, then you are going to be spreading that exact same thing to everybody else. So do yourself a favor, reevaluate, reassess the situation, and just be like, okay, what do I need? Like, what do I need? The notebook style. And for me, it was like, take a step back, quit putting the pressure on yourself, number one, quit telling yourself you have to, because when you are having to, you are not giving your best self. You're doing this out of obligation. You're doing this out of what maybe helping other people and like feeling like it's a responsibility versus something that you get to do. If you have that feeling, take a step back, reevaluate the situation, and like see what you can do at a different time. I can guarantee you right now, this tone, this energy, this voice that I have would have not been the thing that you had gotten had I delivered to you at a time when I did not feel my best. And I'm going to go full circle moment right now, bring it back to your personal journey, bring it back to whether it's physical, mental, emotional, any and all of the above. I'm going to ask you, are you doing anything for yourself, for your family? And what I mean by that is you more than likely are responsible for another human being, whether it be your husband, whether it be your kids, whether it be somebody that you work with, you have an obligation to show up for somebody else. And if you are not taking the time to fill your cup up, if you are not taking the time to make yourself feel better, the only thing that you are outputting to them is the version of you that is tired, the version of you that is run down, the version of you that is giving what is left. Because if you are constantly showing up for other people and not giving back to yourself, if you're not finding things to change your energy, believe it or not, all you're doing is spreading the energy that you feel around to everybody that you know. And that right there, friends, is what I want to help you break. I want to help you break that cycle of feeling like you have to do anything. The only thing that you have to do is take care of you, because I can promise you the ripple effect of you showing up as the best version of you, you showing up, consuming content that makes you feel better, you showing up and creating to make you feel passionate and like you are serving a purpose in this world, then you're going to have the energy that everybody around you deserves. Your family, your husband, your kids, your coworker, they do not deserve the lowered down, watered down, tired, exhausted version of you. You do not deserve that version of you. And if you were feeling that way, I want to tell you, I love you so much, but that's a choice that you are making because you are not consuming or putting in content into your life that is going to fill your cup up. And maybe it's not content, maybe it's going on a walk. But if you are not recognizing and reevaluating and then changing what you are doing to make yourself feel better, you are choosing. There is a saying that I put on, it's so funny. I put it on a post one time and I had a girl reach out to me and she's like, you posted this and I could not get it out of my head and I got it tattooed on my body. And she sent me a picture of the tattoo on her arm. I literally cried, but it is so freaking true. What you are not changing, you are choosing. That includes your energy, your attitude, your lifestyle, any and all of the above. There is absolutely nothing standing in your way. Everything that you want exists for free on the internet right now. Meal plan, got that. Workout plan, got that. Meditation, got that. Personal development, got that. Like, sister, whatever you are not changing, you are choosing. And that was me in real time teaching myself yesterday. That was me in real time putting on the freaking learner hat and be like, okay, Kyra, are you going to be showing up as the best version of you and delivering and putting out that energy? The answer was no. So I took the should and have to out of my vocabulary and allowed myself to refill my cup. I did my morning routine. I did my workout. I did things that make me feel my best so that I can deliver the best type of energy. So if you are feeling run down in your life, if you are feeling like what you are doing doesn't matter, I'm going to ask you, give some more to yourself before you freaking hand that out to everybody else. Okay. I hope this is helpful for you guys. I hope that you get something out of this. If you do, I would truly appreciate you sharing this on your social. Tag me. I love interacting with you guys. I will never share with you guys things that I don't truly love and mean and believe. And I want you to know I want the best for you. So I love you. I mean it. Take care of yourself. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.